USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President's conflicts with his Democratic opponents escalated to new heights as a House panel voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt for refusing to turn over key documents relating to the Mueller report. It comes a day after the top Republican in Congress called the Russia report case closed. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
This was a very grave and momentous step that we were forced to take today.
But Republicans don't agree. Congressman Doug Collins.
What a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is.
Also, the president has exerted his executive privilege for the first time over the Mueller materials that the committee had subpoenaed. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 2 points, the NASDAQ was down 20, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump staged a rally in the Florida Panhandle, talking up his administration's disaster recovery efforts following Hurricane Michael last year.
We've never given $91 billion to a state. We've never given. We gave to Puerto Rico $91 billion. And I'll tell you, the services, you look at the Marines, you look at the Navy, the job they did there was really incredible.
The Department of Homeland Security's Manuel Padilla was among those providing an update on the southern border. He told Congress he'd never seen conditions so bad.
These resources will not mitigate the increasing flow of migrants that is causing the crisis. These are band-aid fixes to a worsening situation.
Donald Trump Jr. has been subpoenaed by the Senate Intelligence Committee. They want him to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. In congressional testimony from 2017, Don Jr. contradicted himself from public testimony by former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump responds to a report about his past tax returns. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The New York Times report showing that his business has lost more than $1 billion between 1985 and 1994, but the president calls it highly inaccurate. Trump tweeting on Wednesday morning, real estate developers during that period were entitled to massive write-offs and depreciation that would show losses and tax losses in almost all cases. He said the Times story was also based on very old information, and he called it a highly inaccurate fake news hit job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One state is raising the minimum smoking age to 21. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The state of Arkansas is raising the age to legally buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. Charles Prilu is a store owner in North Little Rock. He tells Fox News the law doesn't make much sense.
Prohibition didn't work. You know, hey, pass all the laws you want, people are going to find a way around it.
He also contends,
if you're 18, you can go to war and die, and you can vote.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Last month, Walgreens said it would increase the minimum age for tobacco sales from 18 to 21, and even Congress is considering making it a national law. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.